What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and we're talking with Darcy McCampbell from Kingdom Pillars, a great organization here in our community. And she's here to tell us more about their Strong Tower program. Darcy, tell us a little bit more about Kingdom Pillars, what you guys do, and a little bit more about yourself.
My name is Darcy McCampbell, and I am the founder and executive director at Kingdom Pillars. We work with young ladies that are 18 to 25 years old that have either been involved in the foster care system, whether that be adoption, kinship care, foster care, and also the women that are emancipating out of foster care. And also we work with human trafficking survivors. Sadly, those two kind of become one really quick, especially for the young ladies that emancipated 18 years old and do not have anywhere to go. They are perfect targets for human traffickers.
What is something that you want people to know about human trafficking in general? I think a lot of us understand that this is something that's happening, but what I don't think people realize is that it's happening right in our own community.
Yes, ma'am, it is. The state of Ohio has actually ranked in the top five worst states in America for human trafficking, and human trafficking has now surpassed the drug trafficking issue in the United States. A lot of children that are in foster care, both male and female, have been trafficked, whether in foster care or coming out of foster care. But the other piece is there are young people that still live at home that could be trafficked living under their parents' roof, and their parents would never know it. So it's definitely a huge issue.
What is something that people can look out for in some of these scenarios to keep an eye out, to look out for others?
If you are out and about and see a young person with their head down, looking just beaten and battered, I guess, that is maybe walking with someone that is older or just looking like somebody is forcing this child or this youth to keep their head down, usually young people that are being trafficked always have their trafficker or handler with them. They're usually not alone. The other piece is for, like, educators, if a student comes to school and all of a sudden the student has very expensive purses and jewelry and clothing, those would be red flags, unless their parents just won the lottery. The thing is the traffickers, they usually groom. There's also something called the boyfriend traffickers, and those are ones that go forward that are usually in their early 20s, and they become boyfriends to these young women. And they end up meeting those young women's friends, and then before you know it, there's three or four of these young girls that are being pursued by this 25-year-old guy, and they think that's cool, when in all reality, he's grooming them, invites them to a party, the girls go, and then from there, they lose their identification. A lot of times, they are transported to other cities and states, sometimes overseas, to be trafficked, and they have no idea this is happening until it's happening.
You know, it's one thing that maybe a lot of us don't know about, but there's also maybe a lot of people who are struggling or suffering out there. What do you want those people to know?
You mean trafficking victims that are currently
yes.
out there?
Yeah, the victims.
I would say, you know, if they are able to tell anyone, please help me. Please help me is a big thing. There's also a hand gesture that they can do. It's kind of where your hand is like put up, stop, and they can do it behind their back. So if you see somebody doing a weird hand gesture behind their back, it's probably the help me sign. The other piece is medical professionals, you know, asking questions. And also getting that young person that you're just feeling something in your gut might not be right, get them alone and ask them, are you safe? Are you okay? That would go for educators. It would go for medical personnel, doctor's offices, you know, pediatrician's offices, nurses, any of those people. If they can get the victim alone, the victim is more apt to talk. The piece is that these traffickers have already programmed these young people's minds into thinking, if they say anything, they're going to kill their whole family. They're going to do this to them, or they're going to do that to them. Also, you know, salons are a great place, like people that do hair. If there's a woman that comes in to get her hair done or her nails done, and the man refuses to leave, that would be a red flag. These young ladies have got to speak. speak up, because we can't help if we don't know.
And I think that you brought up a great point. You know, these victims, they're living in fear. And when you're living in fear, you'll do anything to protect your life. But I think raising awareness for people who aren't victims, who aren't going through this, we tend to mind our own business and we tend to, you know, stay out of others' business. But being aware of what the signs look like. Is there any tips that you want people to know, you know, while they're pursuing their everyday lives? Is there stuff they need to look out for?
I would always be aware of your surroundings, always. Use your grocery cart. If you're at the grocery store and you're in a parking lot and you feel like somebody's following you, turn around and go back in. Ask, you know, one of the managers to walk you to your car. For those that come out to their car and find money laying on the ground in front of their car doors, do not touch it. Do not pick it up. They are actually spraying fentanyl now on things. And as soon as somebody bends down to pick that money up, somebody else will come behind them with something to cover their mouth and nose. And before you know it, that person is unconscious and thrown in the back seat of a car and driven away. You always go back into the store. Ask somebody to walk out with you. Again, being aware of your surroundings.
And you guys have a program called the Strong Tower Program. Tell us a little bit more about what that does for the victims.
Our program is a two-year program. It does not mean that they have to stay here for 2 years. It just means we will provide them housing for up to 2 years as long as they are working the program here. Our program consists of equine therapy. We do healing through art. We have our nutrition guru that comes out, works with the ladies for healthy nutrition, teaches them cooking lessons so that they know how to make meals for themselves. We have a wellness coordinator that comes out weekly, and she works with the ladies with keeping healthy, and there's also a back end of nutrition that goes alongside of that. Kingdom Pillars also works with the women on something called the iBright coursework, which is everything from beginning life skills to learning and understanding money management, having job readiness skills, and then there's a parenting piece. We partner with another organization here locally that will work with our moms, our pregnant mothers. We have a case management team. They volunteer in their time, and they will come in and work with our ladies. We also partner with the Woodlands out here for counseling services. So that just gives you kind of a broad spectrum of what the ladies deal with, why they are here. They're loved. They're very much loved. I am here on site with them 24/7, so they're not alone. Our biggest thing is keeping them safe. We are located in Licking County, and to date, we purchased the home in October of 2021, and in that time frame, we have been able to serve 31 women.
Wow, that's incredible.
In-house, yes.
We talked a little bit about it before, but if somebody is out there, they need help, how can they get a hold of you guys?
They can call Kingdom Pillars at 740-641-5098. If somebody knows somebody that they think is, you know, needing help or assistance, again, that is the same number to contact us. They also could reach out to us on our website, which is kpstrongtower.org, and the email is listed on there as well.
So make sure to be aware of your surroundings and look out for those around you as well. You may never know what somebody could be going through.
Yes, exactly.
Darcy, is there anything else coming up with Kingdom Pillars that you want to talk about?
Yes. So we do have an upcoming Kingdom Pillars Golf Scramble. This is our third annual one. It is a fundraiser. So we are hoping to hear from a lot of golfers. This is happening on Saturday, August 9th, with Shotgun beginning at 9 a.m., and this will be held at Village View Golf Course. If anybody has an interest in that, they can reach out to Melissa Moran, and Melissa's phone number is 740-405-7267, and we will get them set up. But we would love to have a full course this year. The other piece is if there's business owners or individuals that would like to help sponsor this golf event, they can contact Melissa for that as well. We have sponsors that help pay for the event. We also have what's called hole sponsors, and they would get like a banner sign at a hole on the golf course with their logo.
So you can support the great mission of Kingdom Pillars with their Strong Tower program. And speaking of businesses, I wanted to ask, is there anything that you guys offer for businesses, you know, to look out for these trafficking situations?
I would say training is key. I think every single business in the United States should be training their employees and staff against human trafficking. It is everywhere in every nook and cranny of America, and it is getting worse in schools. And these are our kids. We have to be a voice for the voiceless. We have to speak up for them. You know, our goal is to help these women to rebuild their self-worth and self-esteem while providing them a safe place to live and heal.
So, you know, it's not something that's glamorous to talk about, but it's something that's important to talk about.
We have to stop turning our heads away from it, putting our heads in the sand. This is a real issue, and it can happen to anyone. Human trafficking victims can start at 2 years old, 20 months old, all the way up to 80. Male or female. Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important that we have these conversations. You know, I've been to the airport and I've seen the signs on the inside of the bathroom stalls. It really makes you start to think about it. I think it's important for us to be thinking about it, to be talking about it, to raise awareness, because otherwise, how can you save somebody?
So I encourage people to reach out. Reach out to me. I can come and do speaking, you know, engagements, bring awareness, educate. And we also do human trafficking training. So I would love to help bring more education and awareness to the community, you know, here and other counties as well.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.